DW.
Protecting our environment and the places we call home is one of the items on the agenda at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. Our reporter, Irina Banyos-Ruiz, is at the conference, COP24. What kind of things are being discussed?
This conference is the most important since in 2015 the Paris Agreement was reached. Back then, world leaders said that they would cut CO2 emissions and keep global warming under 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. They decided what they wanted to do, but now they have to decide how they actually going to manage to do that. So the result of this meeting should be a so-called rule book, which is a set of guidelines to show countries, for instance, how to monitor their greenhouse gas emissions or how to report on their climate protection efforts. With that guidelines, they will be able to go back home and work with their ministries. On the other side, there will be the topic of climate finance. That's super important because industrialized countries pledge to allocate $100 billion per year to help poor countries cope with the effects of climate change, but it remains unknown how they will actually mobilize that money. So that should be a big topic this conference. But then the third one, which is the most or the hottest topic this year here in Poland, particularly being a country largely reliant on coal still, is the first transition or just transition as they call it. So it basically means phasing out coal in a way that is also positive for the thousands of workers that are still dependent for their livelihood in the fossil fuel sector. That's actually one of the main reasons why populist parties are gaining popularity in different countries, for instance in Germany, because they are promising workers that they will secure their jobs instead of focusing that much on climate protection.
And what's the general mood of the conference? Are people optimistic about the future?
They are optimistic about the increasing ambition of local actors or civil society, business. So they are saying people power does actually make a difference. But they are not that optimistic when it comes to the chances of reaching the Paris goal of keeping global warming under 2 degrees Celsius. So the scientific community has also published several reports these days warning of the risk of not reaching the Paris goals. For instance, on Wednesday, there was a new report saying that the global emissions of CO2 rose again in 2018, as already happened in 2017. That's obviously not the direction we should be following if we want to reach the CO2 reductions target we set in Paris.
And for concerned people, what are some of the most important things that they can think about to help efforts to reduce climate change?
So every individual effort obviously matters, but experts are insisting these days that we shouldn't put too much responsibility on the individual action. Rather, we should motivate people to make pressure on the governments, because at the end of the day, they are the one making change happen. I spoke on Monday with George Marshall. He's the founder of the Climate Outreach. That's a team helping to communicate better on climate change. And it was very interesting that he highlighted the need of talking about climate change at all levels and with all sorts of people. So really like with our colleagues of work, with our family, with everyone. Because the first step, he said, is to break the silence about climate change that has been there for almost 20 years.
The most important thing for people to do, more important even than the food you eat or the car you drive, is to talk about it. You know, for 20 years we've been keeping climate change as a suppressed issue, as something where there's a collective silence on it. We really need people to stand up and to say, this is important to me, this is important to who I am, this is why I want to take action.
So this conference happens, of course, at a global level, but the most important thing is that countries are then able to implement that at a local level and that the civil society motivate them and countries motivate also the civil society. So the motivation to fight climate change should come from all parts. It should involve everyone, every individual, from the top level people in the government to the simplest worker in their everyday life. DW.